Hi, I'm the Strategist Cowboy. I am building a fence in my garden and it's almost finished. So maybe next time. But I have come out with a new episode every week on the Fridays. But today I'm going to review two beers. The first one is an ale with a normal ABV level from the Silver City Brewery in Bremerton, very close to Seattle in Washington State in the US. The second beer is a lower ABV ale from the brewery Traquair in Scotland or something like Traquair and some, or something like that from Scotland. This week's first contestant is the Ridgetop Red Ale from Silver City Brewery. And I'm setting it up against Bear Ale from the brewery Traquair.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Our first contestant this week is thus the beer assortment Ridgetop Red Ale from the Silver City Brewery. The craft beer brewery has been around for more than 25 years. This brewery has got a top-notch website. I usually start with the lower ABV level beer when I review two beers, but sometimes the lower ABV level beer is the bigger beer of the two, and then a beer with 6% ABV can be less alcohol by volume or in volume for that beer, particular beer. So that's why I'll start with the higher ABV level beer today. The ingredients in the Ridgetop Red Ale beer assortment are water, barley malt, wheat malt, hop, and yeast. The malt are of the sorts Northwest Pale, Munich, Carafa, Dark Wheat, Light Crystal, and Caramel Wheat. The hop is of the American sort Liberty. The Ridgetop Red Ale has got an IBU of 15. It is not remarkable. The expiration date on this particular beer is August 2023. I purchased this beer in late January 2023. It has been standing in my cooler since. Today it is early June 2023. The Ridgetop Red Ale beer assortment comes in a size 35.5 centiliters, i.e. a 12 liquid ounces red can, standard American size thus. The text on the can is black and white. There is a token ridge on the can. Most likely, it is supposed to symbolize the Rocky Mountains. The Ridgetop Red Ale cost me 29.20 kronor. That is $2.70. That is 90 cents per every 4 ounces of beer. 90 cents per every 4 ounces of beer. I don't know what the preferred serving temperature is on this beer. The beer isn't even represented on Systembolaget's website. The brewery says nothing about preferred serving temperatures. The Ridgetop Red Ale has got a 5.9% ABV level. 5.9%. On the brewery's website, it says that this beer has got a 6% ABV level. It is not going to make any difference for the flavor of this beer. How about the experience then? a little bit red in taste in aroma. Can you say red in aroma? But it's a red beer. They say it's a red beer. It's got a 3 fingers tall head. It's amber-like in color. A little bit, so far it's clear, but that may change. And I can see my fingers through the glass very clearly, but I suppose it's not so clear when I pour up the rest of it. Well, good aroma, but not very prevalent. It doesn't come forth very much. At first, I thought it was Pilsner aroma, but I don't think so. Mmm. I like this beer so far. My first impression is that it's a good beer. It's quench my thirst. It quenches my thirst. Very good for quenching your thirst with. It's fairly rich. But more more of a throat clearer. It's almost bread-like, yeah. Almost. It's a little bit yeasty, perhaps. Yeah. It's malty. But I don't sense so much wheat malt in it. A little bit, yeah. Taste on my palate. Let's see. It tastes good. A bit of honey. It's not dry, but it's not very sweet either. It's a little bit sweet. At least it's smooth. It goes down very, very quickly and easy. So I may drink this beer too fast, but yeah, it's honey-like. Yeah, I think I read that it was syrup in it, but I may be wrong. It may be the other one. It was the other one, I think. This is more like honey-like. Not very bitter or hoppy, perhaps a little bit. It's more malty than hoppy, but okay, it's got hoppiness in it. It's not candy-like. But close. I don't think it's fruity. perhaps a little what you call it? Let's see here. Tangerine pea, like yeah, because it's not so it's smooth, so not at least not at least not what you call it, lemon or orange. But tangerine, as it's called. We call them clementine, but tangerine is a good word. Is a word. So maybe that. I don't sense any spices in it. Or perhaps there are, but not much. If there is in it, the undertone I'd say tangerine, and the carbonation level I don't think it's high, but I don't know yet. It's not creamy, it's not acidic. Excuse me. So some carbonation level. Excuse me again. Yeah. There's no aberrations in it. It's not dark roasted. But it's not much of a red beer, if I may say what I think about it. I don't think it's very prevalent. The red... it's not like most red beers that really taste red beers. It's very light in that sense. And it's, let's see here. It's more cloudy now, yeah. I can barely see my finger. But I can see my fingers through the glass. Even though I'm at the bottom of the can and the glass. But I don't think it's filtered. Okay, let's see if there's any other flavors in it. There are any other flavors in it. Pineapple, pineapple, apricot, light bread, banana. I wouldn't say banana, but not far from it. Straw, syrup, no, honey, yes. It's got honey taste. It's smooth. This beer is smooth. I don't know if they got honey in it, but it's really smooth. So I guess they have, but who knows? Licorice, clove, fudge, chocolate, coffee, raspberry, blueberry, mango, tangerine, I said that, raisin and vanilla. What about grading then? How many devils do I grade this beer? Well, since it's so good at quenching my thirst, I grade this beer because it goes down very, very smooth and quick. I grade this beer seven or eight devils out of ten possible. I say eight devils out of ten possible. It's a close case. Some would might want to say seven, but I don't know. I gave it an 8, so I stand with that. 8 devils out of 10 possible. So, let's move on to our second contestant. Our second contestant for this week is the Bear Ale from the brewery Traquair in Scotland. The beer assortment is brewed with spring water, barley malt, hops, and yeast. The hops are of unknown source. All their beers are fermented in 200-year-old oak vessels. The best before date on this particular beer bottle is December 2024. I purchased this beer in late January 2023. It has been standing in my cooler since. At present date, it is early June 2023. The chubby bottle contains 50 centiliters, i.e. about 17 liquid ounces. The bottle label is one-folded and mostly blue and white in color with a golden lining. There are two small golden bears framing a very large white barrel on the label. The Bear Ale beer assortment cost me 40 Swedish kronor, i.e. about $3.70. That is 87 cents per 4 ounces of beer. The preferred serving temperature for the Bear Ale beer assortment is, according to Systembolaget, 10 to 12 degrees Celsius, i.e. about 50 to 54 degrees Fahrenheit. The brewery says nothing about preferred serving temperatures. The Bear Ale has got a 5% ABV. 5%. How about the experience then? Foot sweat of an aroma. Sometimes beer has that foot sweat of aroma. It doesn't say anything about what the beer tastes like, but it's got foot sweat aroma. It hasn't got an even one finger tall head. Fairly dark in color. I can see my fingers through the glass right now anyway, but maybe not later. And it's dark amber in color, it's I think. You can see a glittering of light between my fingers or in the glass, especially at the corners. Well, one thing I need to say is that I didn't write down if they had any syrup in it. So I wouldn't say that they have right now anyway. So I maybe have been thinking of another beer, and it's good if it hasn't got any syrup in it. I don't know if it has actually, but first impression. It doesn't strike me as a very, very good beer. But, well, it's a beer. It's not very rich. It's not bread-like. It's not yeasty, not particularly, I wouldn't say. It's malty. It's got it's a little bit dark. A little bit dark. Not much. Taste of my palate is a little bit a little bit of color. You could say. Is it sweet or dry? Neither. It's somewhere in between. It's not particularly bitter or hoppy. But more bitter than the former beer, I think, than the previous beer. It's not candy-like. I don't think it's fruity, but I may be wrong. Yeah, I don't know actually. It's difficult sometimes to ascertain what flavors. I mean, flavors and ingredients may not necessarily be the same thing. But I don't think it's fruity. There are... perhaps some spices, but not much. It's got a nice undertone, but what flavor? It's not very, it doesn't come on as strong in flavors or strong in alcohol volume. What was it? 5%? 5% ABV. If it's a dark beer, it's not much of a dark beer. Carbonation level, it's there, but I don't think very high carbonation level. It's not creamy, it's not acidic, and there are no aberrations. Well, perhaps there are. I wouldn't say aberration. It wouldn't be right. No aberrations. Dark roasted a little bit. It's on the darker side anyway. Like in the Star Wars. Let's see now if I can see my fingers through the glass. I can still see my fingers through the glass. So, not very cloudy at all, even though it's an ale. So I guess it's filtered. Yeah, it is. To some degree, at least. Yeah. I say it is. Okay, what about grading then? Let's see first if I've got any more flavors in it. I'm looking. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's kind of nothingness about this beer. That wasn't fair, but it's not. I didn't expect much of this beer, but I didn't get much out of it either. So, what about grading then? How many devils do I grade this beer? Whew. I grade this beer. Since it's not a bad beer, so I grade this beer 7 devils out of 10 possible, because it sticks within the frames, sort of. It's what a beer is. It's a normal beer, not very. Distinguishing itself, but it's a normal beer, and it's a normal beer should be at least a 7. And it is. Okay, absolutely don't drink and operate heavy machines, military or civilian. Drink responsibly or not at all. Don't drink at all if you're underage or pregnant. This week's lesson. Orban and Erdogan sitting in a tree. KISSING. What is this NATO process becoming now? On the one hand, we have the soon to become descendants from Chinese males, Erdogan the Hun, clearly signaling, we are never going to let you into NATO. As he rarely shuts up, in the same playing field, we have the soon to become Xi Jinping sidekick Viktor Orban receiving the ball and running for the end goal by refusing us Swedes access into NATO. When Erdogan is feeling too old and tired to manifest his hate of God's people or us. They are playing ball with each other, and they are in the same ball game. Endgame is our destruction as a country. And Tobias Billström and Ulf Kristersson in the government ruling right-wing party Moderaterna are none the wiser, or possibly cowardly, while all along Jimmy Åkesson from Sverigedemokraterna, the Sweden Democrats, covertly amused sit and laughs to these two gentlemen's floundering to Erdogan and Orban's seemingly arbitrary ordbajseri, i.e. word shitting, as we say here in Sweden. Jimmy Åkesson is the only winner in this game, and he knows it. He is just biding his time. He doesn't care if my country, Sweden, is losing out in this game, so long as he and Sverigedemokraterna, in the best of possible worlds, will possibly, perhaps, usurp more power in the future. Perhaps even Jimmy will become state minister, with or without foreign hegemony over Sweden. They more often than not pledge allegiance to Denmark, Hungary, Russia, and God knows what countries, before they would side with Swedish big strategic interests. The truth is that Sverigedemokrater most often are traitors so long as they can gain more power and sell out our country to foreign powers by misguided ideals. Luckily, by now, the radio program Konflikt in the Swedish Sveriges Radio in the episode Erdogan's Hemliga Agenter, Erdogan's Secret Agents, seem to have realized this farcical game with Erdogan and Orban on the one side, and I am dancing to the music as fast as I can, Ulf Kristersson and company on the other side. Except for cool, cool Jimmy Åkesson. Well, at least he isn't on the Turkish Hun Erdogan side. But he might be in Vladimir Putin's corner. At the very least, he's an admirer of Dansk Folkeparti in its prime, and he would gladly be leaving the Swedish crown, scepter, and apple to the Danish Folketing faster than Ulf Kristersson can dance to the Turkish music, if Jimmy only would be allowed to by the Swedish people. Which he will not. You can count on that. You know, Jimmy, Scania and Sweden long since missed the train back to the 1950s, where Denmark resides almost. The Folkheim died in the year 1990 in May, literally with flash and thunder overnight. We have only one option to move forward. Viking Age, here we come. But I'm glad that you have become such great friends with the ancestors of our back then problematic European immigrants. Not so today. They're with us now. Any bad blood is forgotten overall. Water under the bridge. That is what being a Viking is all about. I actually received the face from a German once, and a German Nazi with an SS man for a father to that. This man had a Swedish mother and a Swedish wife, one of several in a row. Problematic. You know what I'm talking about, Jimmy, don't you? But it is okay, because according to this German man's son, his father came to Sweden before the war, so not a war criminal at all. Convenient. Erdogan doesn't want to see Sweden in NATO. Orban doesn't want to see Sweden in NATO. And Biden slash Blinken don't want to see an autonomous Sweden in NATO. Biden wants to see us Swedes pending erratically on the NATO issue long enough for Russia to act accordingly and start a war with bullshit casus belli arguments against us, such as that he wants to prevent NATO from expanding their influence to the whole of Scandinavia and the Nordic region. The US has very recently declared that Sweden cannot receive any help from NATO while this NATO process continues. Actually, the US has trodden carefully and omitted the whole usual regular NATO entrance procedure for Finland and Sweden, called the Membership Action Plan, so that the US plausibly can avoid getting involved when or if Sweden gets jumped by Russia while still accepting Finland into NATO. I say, if the US administration doesn't want an autonomous Sweden in NATO, then let us drop NATO. We are a European Union country, and we have more leverage in the EU than have the US. Biden knows this, and that is why he has been running a shot coil marathon, visiting various EU countries and also Asian countries, putting his whole weight on them to try and gain freedom of action against Iran and ultimately against China at the expense of the EU. But at least Biden is sympathetic towards Ukraine, for now. Thank you, and see you later, alligator, at a wild crocodile.